The rest of the story. Frederick Tudor, T-U-D-O-R, Boston born, September 4, 1783. He was to become one of our new nation's first export tycoons. From the harvesting of a natural resource, which everyone wanted and yet few could obtain, Fred built for himself and his family an empire. During the half century between 1806 and 1856, the export of this raw material shipped from Boston rose from 130 tons to 146,000 tons. Destinations included the West Indies, the East Indies, the Philippines, Australia, China, and it all began with Fred. And yet for this export business, the future contained a paradox. Public demand increased worldwide, and yet the industry is no more. Fred Tudor was always a bright boy, aggressive, a prominent Boston family. His brothers went to Harvard. He went into business at 13. For the next 8 years, he would ponder a way to make a killing in exports. Most of New England's natural resources had already been cornered. He would have to discover something new and within his grasp that the whole world wanted, and he found it. The scheme was greeted by laughter from Fred's friends. Even if he could arrange the shipping, how in the world could he harvest the raw material? But Fred's determination increased. Enlisting the aid of his brother Bill and his cousin Jim, he set up the basics of the business. New harvesting equipment would have to be devised. Export connections would have to be made. Fred was 22 when the first shipment left Boston Harbor, bound for St. Pierre. The cargo volume was modest, and yet the ground had been broken for Tudor's empire. With each subsequent year, harvesting equipment and preservation methods became more sophisticated. The harvesters themselves became legendary in their specialty, and Fred Tudor got rich. By 1821, his business was established in Charleston and in Havana, and in New Orleans, the market was about to be realized. In May of 1833, Calcutta received its first shipment, and so was Boston's East India commerce, then on the brink of ruin, revitalized by Fred Tudor. And the empire continued to grow. In 1836, 12,000 tons. 1846, 65,000 tons. 1856, 363 cargoes were delivered to 53 different destinations worldwide. Tudor's empire had reached all the way to China and to 146,000 tons of raw material exported in that 1 year. Well, the ambitious tycoon is dead more than a century now. His empire is gone. The harvesters are relegated to the back pages of history books and their harvesting tools to museums. And yet once upon a time, there were men called a fabulous race and machines that were wondrous strange and storehouses so cavernous that clouds formed inside and rain fell. And the one man with whom it all began was Frederick Tudor. After his death, his world collapsed from distinction to extinction because of machines even more wondrous than those he had conceived. And yet for one glistening instant in the history of human ingenuity, the whole world shopped as far away as Boston for a cold drink. For it was there that a man harvested and served to the torrid corners of the earth a slice of frosty New England. The Yankee liability he turned into an asset was a block of natural ice. In the 100 years before refrigeration was commonplace, one Boston American was Iceman to the world. And now you know the rest of the story.